People often describe birds that they've seen, hoping I can identify them. Lately, I've been fielding a lot of questions about a big brown bird which sits on lawns. It has a red crescent on the back of its neck, a black crescent on its throat, and a spotted breast. When it flies away, a big white rump patch can be seen. It sort of looks like a woodpecker, except that it hops on lawns and digs for ants. Well, that bird is a woodpecker, the northern flicker. It's unique in the woodpecker family because its fondness for ants keeps it on the ground much of the time. One ornithologist counted over 5,000 ants in the stomach of a single flicker. John James Audubon wrote that flickers tasted disagreeably of formic acid from the ants, but another ornithologist, Arthur Cleveland Bent, wrote that flickers were very good to eat, and he commented that they could often be found hanging in game dealers' stalls. Of course, nowadays, the taste of a flicker is a moot point. You'd have to be a peregrine falcon to eat one legally, since they're protected by law. The flicker is a popular bird, so noticeable that people have given it at least 132 different common names, like the clape, gaffer woodpecker, high-hole, partridge woodpecker, and yarup. It's the state bird of Alabama. During the Civil War, Alabama soldiers marched off to battle with feathers of the yellowhammer stuck in their hats. The flicker, like other woodpeckers, has zygodactylous feet. That is, two toes face forward and two behind. It also has stiff, pointed tail feathers. Both these features help it climb up vertical tree trunks. The flicker's tongue is extremely long, even by woodpecker standards. It's barbed and secretes a sticky substance which helps in catching ants. The flicker eats other insects too, like beetles, wasps, grasshoppers, and woodlice. It also takes a lot of berries and seeds, from blueberries to ragweed and poison sumac. It, in turn, is eaten by several species of hawks and owls. Its steady, swooping flight through open areas makes it vulnerable to flying predators. Flickers have been clocked flying 25 miles per hour, but that's hardly fast enough to evade a peregrine falcon, which easily goes over 100 in a stoop. The flicker's main enemy is the starling. Flickers often don't excavate a new nest in spring. They return to an old nest or a wood duck house. Starlings, which are much more aggressive, often evict flickers and steal the nest for their own. If they do manage to keep their own nest, a pair of flickers shares parental duties. Unlike humans and most birds, with flickers, dad gets stuck with night duty. Males incubate all night, while females roost in their own private hole, with a peace and solitude that mothers of human babies can only imagine. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.